Welcome to our next episode of Raising Young Entrepreneurs. My name is Alon Raisin. In studio with me today, we've got Shanae Dugouvet. She's leading this discussion and she is the principal at Radley Primary School. Today, we're talking about encouraging independence and initiative. That's a good lead on from the last episode, which was all around nurturing confidence, self-esteem and self-worth. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right, let's define independence and initiative. What's similar, what's different?
So independence is when somebody does something on their own. So they can be prompted or asked to do it, but the ability to do it by themselves, that is independence. Whereas initiative is when they start to do it without being prompted or told to do it.
Okay, so this makes me think of this concept of internal and external locus of control. Internal locus of control, when we look at entrepreneurs, I'm in control of my own world and therefore I'm more likely to take initiative because I see I have agency in my world. So is that, am I thinking along the right lines in terms of initiative being I have agency on the outcome of my life, of my day?
Yes, and it also links to responsibility and accountability.
How?
So they are in charge. They are in charge of what they do. They see a problem. They need to act before being told or prompted that there is a problem.
And when do you start? This is all about raising young entrepreneurs. So when do we start encouraging independence and encouraging initiative? Because, you know, young children are very clingy and they're not independent. They're not.
It also works the other way around, where you have parents who are too clingy and want to do everything for their children.
Yeah.
So there has to be, parents need to become a guide and not a director. So from as early as possible, start giving them age-appropriate tasks, making your bed, clean up after yourself, and you'll soon see that habit will continue and they'll start to do it by themselves. They also need to, when children come home with a problem and they say, you know, this is what happened at school today, most parents are quick to jump in and say, well, let's sort it out. You know, I'll go there tomorrow and I'll sort it out. Whereas you need to encourage the child to look at the problem and ask them questions. So you don't tell them what to do, but you guide them in their response and say, what do you think is the best way we approach this? What went wrong? What went right? How do you think we should handle it? And if we do it this way, what are the pros and cons? So you ask the questions and you prompt them, but you get them to start thinking and use their metacognition to start putting the pieces together. And that's how you start to slowly, you know, create that independence.
When you say that, you remind me of a 20-year study out of the UK, which it's called the deviance route to entrepreneurship. And they show that if your parent, if you're specifically your mother, was on the PTA, you're less likely to become a successful entrepreneur.
Better get off the PTA.
Yeah, because, and that is because the mother then comes in to sort out stuff for the child. And if, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same as when children are given a project, a natural science project, then they bring this beautiful project that their parent has done.
Yes.
So that also that also needs to shift and change in that you can help and guide, ask them what do we need for the project, you know, be the resource part of the project, but get them to start doing it by themselves because that's the only way they're going to learn how to become independent.
So how do we start? Let's get practical now. How do you spoke about age-appropriate things to build out independence. Let's just give us some clues and also take us through perhaps a young kid and maybe a teenager.
So obviously from as early as possible, bringing your bag in from the car. It's, you know, those small things that will actually help you as a parent because you are already so overwhelmed. Making your bed, washing in the basket, bringing dishes in from the lounge, you know, that's that sort of routine that they get into. And then with regards to a teenager, I think you build on from the foundations that you have set in the younger years and they start to do even simple things, asking questions in class. if they don't have that independence and initiative to raise their hand and ask a question when they don't understand, then, you know, they're not going to get the information that they need. So it's just continuously providing them with different opportunities, chores, tasks, like the tasks that they get from school, leaving the learning up to them. They need to do it. They need to take accountability. You can guide and say, let's put a study plan together, and you stick to it. If they don't do it, don't make it your problem. They're going to learn from their mistakes. So it's giving them those problems that they need to start to solve on their own.
So initiative for me is a hard one, because at some level there's a sense of that it's innate, you know, that nurture nature, that it's nature, not nurture, but there is a bit of both in there, so that we can create a child, which seems counterintuitive. We do things to create a child that's more, has more initiative.
Mm-hmm.
And that is by doing what?
So that's where independence and initiative are linked. You have to get them to become more independent in order to develop that initiative. So them forgetting their lunch at home, they arrive at school, they've forgotten their lunch at home, and then mommy arrives to drop it off. That's not going to teach them initiative.
Hmm.
Initiative is waking up and saying, okay, my mom is not allowed to drop off my lunch at school, so I need to make sure that I pack it. Hmm. So it's those kinds of things that will slowly develop the initiative.
Okay.
The more independence, the more initiative. They see problems before they happen, and then they find the solutions.
I want to explore something a little bit more, which is a statement you made earlier about us being a guide, not a director. What do you mean by that?
So by saying that, I mean that parents must stop hovering,
mm-hmm.
and let them start to explore, you know, these problems and experiences by themselves. And even if you don't agree with something that they're doing, you can voice your opinion, but you cannot dictate, do not do that, because they need to learn from it. And that creates the independence of them doing things, failing at it. You know, there could be huge consequences from it, but they've learned, you know, I shouldn't have done that. I need to, you know, try it in a different way.
But a big part of being a parent is also stepping in.
Yeah, so that's when the habitual routines come into play at the beginning.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't touch the stove. It's going to be hot. You know, you're setting those boundaries in a safe space where they can explore. But when it comes to them being a teenager and they're wanting to do something, you can guide them and give your opinion of what you believe is right or wrong, but they're going to land up doing it anyway. You know, it's that thing saying, if you say don't do it, then they do the complete opposite. So you need to guide them and say, if you want to try it, I'm here. You know, I'll be there for you. You know, if you want to try this solution to a problem, this is how I feel, but if that's what you want to do, I'll be there to support you. And then when they fail, they'll, you know, come to you and say, it failed, it didn't work, I need to try a different way. So it's just allowing them to make the mistakes and learn from them.
Which is what entrepreneurship is all about.
Exactly.
Which is making those mistakes, getting up again, trying something different, and learning from that experience, that iteration, that iterative mindset. What did I learn from that and getting up again?
Mm.
So that whole thing now about the confidence to stand up, I'm linking the previous podcast, which we spoke about confidence, is that when I make a mistake, I still need the confidence and the self-esteem to try again, because otherwise people will just stop, and they'll stop taking initiative if they don't have confidence. So that everything's linked together.
Yes. And often as parents, we worry about our children, and we worry about the now. As parents, we don't think about the future and how it's going to affect our child going into the real world, going to varsity, starting a new job. We can't be there holding their hand during their journeys. You know, they need to be able to be independent and manage on their own.
I think that's a good place to end today's podcast. And the next time I see you, we're going to be talking about exposing our kids to the language of business and the concepts of business. And that's it for today's podcast. This was the penultimate episode. Next episode is the final. It's all about exposing your kid to the language of entrepreneurship, the language of business, and the concepts of entrepreneurship and business. See you then.